climate change plays out predominantly in increased uncertainty for smallholder farmers. There are more extreme weather events which occur in more irregular intervals and at scales very often that are different from what they have known in the past. There are more creeping stresses such as salinity in soils, salinity in groundwater, erosion, or new types of pest infestations. But in some places, there are also opportunities. For example, growing food crops in high altitudes, bananas in Nepal, for example, in places where there are more problems with maize or rice farming, or cocoa in places where coffee is becoming more difficult to grow because of the heat stress in Nicaragua or Bolivia. So in the end, I would say the bottom line is that the threats and the risks are bigger than the opportunities, but the opportunity side should not be overlooked.
What is being done now to mitigate the effects of climate change on smallholder farmers and for them to be prepared for things such as disasters?
There are two strategies, really. One is playing out on international level. These are the international efforts to curb greenhouse gas emissions, which should slow over the long-term degree of global warming. This is the key issue that is being discussed here at the COP in Lima. But a second complementary and more applicable strategy for many smallholder farmers now is climate change adaptation, which is a bit like fastening the seatbelt when you know that you're going to be faced with certain unavoidable impacts. In the portfolio of my organization, IFAD, we have a number of projects that work on climate change adaptation and disaster preparedness. A flash flood early warning system in the Hawar Basin of Bangladesh, for example, or providing better weather forecasting for wool and mohair farmers in Lesotho. The climate change adaptation efforts for smallholder farmers need to be context-specific, so based on a proper analysis of the particular threats and risks that they are facing in a particular location. And then it is our job to mobilize some climate finance from international donors, plug that finance into IFAD investment programs so that they can benefit smallholder farmers and that these smallholder farmers can be better prepared for impending disasters.
In light of this, then, how can smallholder farmers engage themselves into becoming decision makers and policy makers?
I would say that a key to increasing the engagement of farmers in policy processes is social organization. IFAD has a long track record working with community-based groups, with farmer cooperatives, with village councils, women's savings groups, water user groups. The better these community groups are organized and the better access they have to information, to technology, to financing, the better their voices will be heard in national and international negotiations. So for us, I think supporting these groups with access to information, technology, and finance is a key issue to enable them to become involved in decision-making processes.
In looking at places such as Africa, where the majority of smallholder farmers are women, how can women play an active role in making decisions regarding their businesses?
For us, women are indeed being recognized as critical assets for agriculture and global food production. They're important agents of change, but they are not always recognized in that role in many agricultural investment strategies that the governments roll out. So in IFAD, we are trying to get more women engaged in decision-making processes, be it in local cooperatives or in project teams. We're also making sure that our needs assessments are gender disaggregated and that our monitoring systems have indicators which speak to women's empowerment and gender equality. There is often a tendency to see women as victims in the whole gender debate, but turning it around and seeing them as active agents of change is a very important paradigm shift, and I think everyone should make that paradigm shift in the agriculture field.
Do you see women there at the climate change conference representing smallholder farmers?
The smallholder farmers are not really well represented in the international debate, but in IFAD we made an effort to bring smallholder farmers to this year's and also next year's climate conference. So we have provided a small grant to the World Farmers Organization that has then mobilized over 20 smallholder farmers, and most of them are women, which are then engaged in side events, in active discussions with the delegates to make sure that their voice is heard and that also the voice of smallholder farmers gets heard in these international negotiations.